Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Do you think that Aaron and Andy were a good match?
I never thought so. Is that terrible to say?
No.
I don't know. I felt like Andy was a bit too childish.
Now, sexual things is not something I'm into as far as killing people. They're not killing offenses as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if he would have said, I want to punch the shit out of him, I would have said, go ahead.
Cincinnati Public Schools, the SRO program is one of the oldest in the country. Police officers are put into schools and often, you know, seen as something to keep students safe, when in reality, what they're doing is reactive things.
On the way in this episode, check out samples from these three podcasts, The Office Deep Dive, Our Thing, and Just Cincinnati. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. A while back, we featured the first Office spinoff podcast featuring Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Well, as you might well know, there are more. Today, we feature the Office Deep Dive podcast. With the success of his hit podcast and oral history of The Office, podcast host extraordinaire Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin Malone on the show, is taking you even deeper inside the show, releasing his full-length, in-depth conversations with the cast and crew of The Office. You get to be the third wheel with your Office favorite stars and learn everything you never wanted to know and then some. Here's a taste of The Office Deep Dive with the episode with Brian and Ellie Kemper, who played Aaron Hannon on the show. In this clip, they discuss Aaron's crushes.
Do you think that Aaron and Andy were a good match?
I never thought so. Is that terrible to say?
No.
I don't know. I felt like Andy was a bit too childish. I don't think he was ready to take care of Aaron the way she needed to be. And I think Aaron was ready to take care of him, but I felt like it was uneven in that respect. So, yeah, I love Ed. I love that we got to be in so many scenes together. But that actual, it never felt quite fair to me, that relationship. I feel right. Like it was uneven.
Well, and then she chose Gabe. Was he a better match?
I mean, that was a very strange match.
Yes.
And then I also felt like with Jake Lacy, I didn't feel that was quite right either. I don't know. It seems like I don't know who Aaron should be with, but someone like odd, but also able to take, again, when I say take care of her, I don't mean she needs to be taken care of, but I mean how a couple takes care of each other. So I don't know. I didn't feel like she ever quite got her right match in that show.
Do you know that I pitched Kevin and Aaron getting together?
Oh, Brian, I think that would be a pretty reasonable relationship.
I went up to the writer's room and I said, if Kevin could mature just a little, there was something about their energy that I thought was right. It's almost like
Brian,
the static being and the hummingbird that goes around, but somehow still their energies matched in a weird way.
That actually makes perfect sense to me. I love that pitch. I'm sorry I wasn't there for it.
I know, I should have called you in. What
called me in? You know what sway I had in that writer's room.
From The Office Deep Dive, that's Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin Malone. To get the inside scoop at The Office, take The Office Deep Dive. Now playing on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. Mobster Sammy the Bull Gravano became a witness against his former Gambino family crime boss John Gotti and helped put the dapper Don away for life. Gotti died in prison in 2002. Gravano spent 5 years in jail himself and now lives to tell about his life in the mafia with the podcast Our Thing with Sammy the Bull. Gravano remembers stories in detail, and the content that he has had in his life is unmatched. From the years with John Gotti and Paul Castellano, another Gambino boss that Gravano helped kill in the middle of Manhattan during Christmas time in 1995, to the card games, nightclubs, car chases, shootouts, it goes on and on. I'll give you a sample from season 2's episode entitled It Was Never the Same. Sammy tells a story about his friend's son, Diego, who was threatening to kill another associate.
I get a call by Huck. You better come down, Sammy. What happened now? Stymie's a little drunk, and he's talking about some violent shit, about killing somebody. This guy's Johnny Santiago, a Puerto Rican guy, good-looking guy. I said, all right, don't let nothing happen. I'm on my way. I get down there, and Stymie is a little drunk, and I take him, put my arm around his neck, come on, let's take a walk. Tell me what's going on. What happened? He said, Sammy, this motherfucker is fucking my brother's wife. He showed no respect for me, my brother, nobody. I want to take this motherfucker out. Now, sexual things is not something I'm into as far as killing people. They're not killing offenses as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if he would have said, I want to punch the shit out of him, I would have said, go ahead. But killing him, I think, is a little extreme when it comes to these things. So I said, all right, listen. Should we kill your brother's wife, too? I knew what the answer would be. No, of course not. But don't you think that she's part of it? Or did he rape her? No, he didn't rape her. They've been having an affair. So that she's part of it. Should we kill him? Does your brother and her stay together? Does this solve their marital problems? Stymie was a little drunk and he was confused and I didn't want to get technical with him. But I wanted to push this off until I'm able to talk to him when he's sober. And right in the head. I said, all right, listen. If you want to kill him, we'll do that. I'll tell you right now. We'll do it. But down the road, not now. Not now. We'll put it on the side. We'll talk about it at another time. Are you okay with that? I'm okay with that. Okay, good.
An inside look at the mafia. That's Our Thing with Sammy the Bull. Get educated on the crime bosses in Our Thing with Sammy the Bull. Now available on the Start Here podcast collection. Just select Start Here from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. In our local podcast spotlight today, we feature two Cincinnatians, Kyle Faith and Stephen Byers, who care deeply about the environment and treatment for all people in our city. Just Cincinnati is a podcast that sheds light on local injustices in the greater Cincinnati area, giving a voice to those fighting injustices in the region, and provides tangible steps for us to support efforts to improve our city. Take a listen to Just Cincinnati and a clip from a recent episode where Kyle and Steven speak with Ruth and Owen from the Young Activist Coalition at Walnut Hills High School. Their efforts to remove the Cincinnati Police School Resource Officer, called SROs, from the Cincinnati Public School District buildings are detailed here.
These SROs, they were put into the school for a reason, obviously. You know, there are areas, you know, I've got three kids. I want my kids safe and... I am for the most part glad when there are teachers and staff and others who are keeping them safe from violence from the outside or from people fighting or, you know, whatever it would be. There may have been good intention to put those officers in place originally. But what do you see as where is the line being drawn where it's no longer helpful, it's no longer protecting, and it's a problem now?
Yeah. So within, and actually Cincinnati Public Schools, are the SRO program is one of the oldest in the country. And so, you know, of course, the police officers are put into schools and often, you know, seen as something to keep students safe, when in reality, they are, what they're doing is reactive things. They aren't preventing things from happening. They aren't actually keeping the students safe within the schools. And the, according to the ACLU, there's no empirical evidence showing that they would prevent, you know, the things that we fear, that are very justifiable fears of things like gun violence and that sort of thing, which of course, you know, isn't something that we would take lightly, but there isn't evidence showing that they help prevent that. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, with like, we know that the discipline and that sort of thing is disproportionate. And for, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but for many Black students, I would say for myself, police officers are something that are feared. And so they aren't really protecting those students. They aren't protecting any students when they can criminalize and send students to jail, but they're especially not protecting Black, Brown, disabled, and other marginalized groups of students. And when they're arresting these students, they're entering and either arresting or having summons, which is basically then they, those students have to go into court even if they aren't arrested. They're entering these students into the criminal justice system and contributing to the school to prison pipeline. And so these students are much more likely to in the future end up back in that system, when if it wasn't for the SROs, they might not have been, you know, they might have never had any interaction with the legal system at all in their lives.
From local creators Kyle Vaith and Stephen Byers, a sample of Just Cincinnati. Connect with the issues that are important to our city's most vulnerable with Just Cincinnati. Available on the Start Here podcast collection from wvxu.org/start here. Before we end, let's see what's at the top of the Apple podcast charts this week as presented on itunescharts.net. Well, we featured this podcast on Start Here soon after it debuted a year and a half ago. Well, now, a new season that just dropped has rocketed Over My Dead Body to the top of the charts again. The podcast is a study of the limits of the human psyche and the unspeakable things people will do when pushed beyond those limits. The new season is called Fox Lake, and it details the story of a small-town cop known as G.I. Joe, who's gunned down in a swamp in the summer of 2015 and quickly becomes a martyr in the national media. But when a dogged investigator and his team set out to get justice, they uncover unsettling secrets about Joe, the local police department, and the village of Fox Lake. That's Over My Dead Body, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Over My Dead Body and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.